Schools, colleges, and professional sports teams across the country have been transitioning away from using offensive nicknames and mascots based on racial identity. A graduate of a Washington County school is leading the call for his alma mater to do the same. John Cain is a Native American activist who attended Cambridge Central School from the third grade until he graduated from high school in 1978. He says it's time for the school district to retire its nickname and mascot, the Indians.
We not only live in charged times now because of, since the death of George Floyd and so much of this, the social justice calls and that kind of stuff, racial equity calls. But for many of us have been at this for a long time. We've been trying to get the Washington NFL football team to change its name for decades. And in this time, we actually have seen that happen. And this is set against a football team owner who basically said he would never change the name. And you could put that in caps is what he said. And of course, he ceded to the pressure that came from financial interests, not necessarily because of social justice calls necessarily, although we could argue that financial interests were responding to social justice calls.
Cain says during his time at Cambridge Central, he was never bullied, abused, or traumatized in any real way by having his culture or ancestry mocked by the school using a Native reference or image for its mascot.
Look, I did have that experience growing up in a school where you do get called chief or some Native reference and that kind of stuff. And it wasn't always meant out of hate. I'm 60 years old and I still remember the name. I remember, close friends of mine taking the liberty to make some comments that were, far more racist than being, called Pocahontas. And again, it's kind of like the good old boys just, having fun with each other, but you still remember it.
According to Cain, there are about 2,000 schools left nationwide that have mascots referencing Native Americans. He says his personal feelings and experiences from Cambridge are not why he is asking for the name change. He adds the bottom line is that schools, colleges, and even pro sports teams using a race-based name or image for their name and brand are simply wrong. Cain will make the trip from his home in western New York to address the Cambridge Central School Board during its scheduled meeting at 7 p.m. tonight.
I initially sent an email to Douglas Silvernell, who is the superintendent, and that letter is where I was asking essentially to be heard. I was hoping to get put on the agenda, which they didn't do, but they did get back to me and told me they have two comment periods during their school board meetings, and then I was welcome to speak for 5 minutes, and then at the end speak for another 5 minutes. And it's where I'm asking them to begin the process of evaluating this mascot.
Neither Silvernell nor school board members replied to requests for comment. Cain says he disagrees with people who claim school mascots honor Native Americans, and that removing these mascots is erasure. He claims Cambridge's mascot violates the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples and New York State's Dignity for All Students Act, and that it is past time for change.
Why would any school want to pick as their mascot a people who have been so victimized by the atrocities of the United States, whether you talk about land theft, whether you talk about massacres, the residential schools, the intentional spread of disease, policies that have been geared towards, almost solely towards assimilation after they stop killing us. Why would you want that? And it's because they ignore all that, and then they recreate this new invention, the Hollywood invention of the noble savage, and then you could say, I like that. In fact, I'm going to claim that characteristic for myself. And that's what you have with mascots.
There's a link to Cain's online petition to retire the Indians mascot for Cambridge Central School at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.